בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. Let me introduce you to the next Masechet Rabotai, Masechet Nedarim. The reason why the Mefarshim say that Masechet Nedarim is in Seder Nashim Binyamin, why in the world Nedarim, which has to do with Isur Veheter, what Neder is Mutar, what Neder is Asur, how to make Nedarim, what's that doing in Seder Nashim? Why? Men make Nedarim too. So what? Oh, because the last, it's in Seder Nashim because of the last chapter in Masechet Nedarim, which speaks about the father and husband's ability to cancel the Nedarim. That's one of the Zechuyot that we saw continually throughout Masechet Ketubot, is the right to cancel your daughters and your wives, Nedarim. Hence, the next thing, since we spoke about other things in Ketubot, so the next thing we speak about is Nedarim. And then after that, another kind of Nedir is Nezirut. So after Masechet Nedarim, you have Masechet Nazir. That the Gemara is going to ask what's it doing afterwards. But since we already spoke about it, even though Nazir doesn't only have to do with women, it has to do with men as well, but it's all in the same family. So that's that we're going to see.
Started when he saw Sotah, no?
Huh?
Nazir started when he saw Sotah.
That's why Sotah is after Nazir. So it goes now, for the next few months, we're going to be Nedarim. There's Masechet Nedarim, Masechet Nazir, and then Masechet Sotah.
What does Nazir have to do with women?
Women can become Nazirot.
Why goes the other way
sure.
around?
Huh?
Why goes the other way around?
Meaning?
Because in the Pasuk, first comes the Sotah and then Nazir.
Yeah, but the Masachtot and Shas don't follow the order of the Pesukim. That's for sure not. So the Gemara is going to ask all these things. Now, this Masachet is...
First comes Sotah, then Nazir?
Huh?
In the Pasuk.
Well.
In the Pesukim, first comes Sotah, then comes Nazir?
No, Nazir first and then Sotah.
Nazir first and Sotah.
Yeah.
First Nazir? No, in the Pasuk.
In the Pasuk. Nazir and then Sotah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. First Sotah and then Nazir. Slicha. First Sotah and he see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nachon. Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. Nedarim is unique among the Masachtot of Shas in that not only is there no Rashi, that's not so unique, but the main Mefaresh is Daran. Daran, Rabbeinu Nissim, which is on the side of the page where Tosfot is on the inside of the page, he is very, very eloquent. He speaks much longer than Rashi, and explains all the background information, anything you have to do. He gives you hakdamot, he gives you introductions, backstories, all the shitot. He brings you the Rishonim, is very late Rishon, so he'll bring you the Ramban, he'll bring you Rashba, he'll bring you all the shitot. It's a style of a Mefaresh that we're not used to on the Shas, but he's extremely helpful in understanding the Gemara because a lot of the concepts in Masechet Nedarim are abstract. So let's start. B'shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Natzliach B'Simanat Tava. Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? Kol Kinuyei Nedarim Kindarim. Not only a person can make a Neder in the actual language, but even if he makes a Kinuy of the Neder. Binyamin, what's a Kinuy? Kinuy is like a nickname, which means a spin-off of the word. Now let's see. Vacharamim kacharamim. Vacharamim kacharamim. The kinui, nicknames of charamim are like the charamim. Charam is another kind of neder. Ushvuot kishvuot. Kinuim of shvuot are like shvuot. Unzirut kinzirut. Nicknames of Nezirut are like Nezirut. Now all of these, what's the common denominator between all of the concepts we just spoke about? They're all forms of Nedarim. The point of the Mishnah is that in order to make a Neder, you don't have to use necessarily the actual word of the Neder. Even if you use a spin-off of the word, a Kinui, it also binds a person, B'Nedre Mideoraita. The Ran and the Gemara is going to talk about it. Yeah, that's why in this Gemara, in this Masechet, the Dapim are very short, and the Ran is very long. Why? The Ran explains a lot. For those people sometimes in the Dafyomi cycle, they celebrate Masechet Nedarim because the Dapim, if you do it without the Ran, it's like you're done in a few minutes. But really, to get to the Kishkiz, they're very short. Yeah, let's see. Ha'omer l'chaviro. If a person tells his friend, Mudrani mimcha, I am mudar from you. Mufreshani mimcha, I am separated from you. Meruchakani mimcha, I'm distanced from you. Sheani ochal lecha, sheani to'em lecha, that I, from eating from you or from tasting from you, asur. That's a language of isur. Menudeani lecha, if a person says, I am benidui to you, Rabbi Akiva yachokech bazel achmir. Rabbi Akiva was mesupak, and he went to the machmir side. Now, again, very abstract, very, very, You can't wrap your head around too much what's going on here. Says the Ran to explain. We're not going to see all of it now, because this is really tomorrow's daf, but just to get our feet wet a little bit. First, a hakdama to the entire Masechet. The Ran is nice enough to give us an introduction to the whole Masechet. Says the Ran, Kol kinuya nedarim. Neder hu be'echad mishne inyanim. There are two kinds of nedarim. He says, im nidrei ekdesh, if we're talking about nedarim te'ekdesh, to the Beit HaMikdash, shu makdish lebet ha'kabayit, on a mizbeach, to the different funds of the Mizbeach, of the Beit HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, ובעניין זה, אינו יכול להקדיש אלא משהו שלו, ביסורו כולל כל אדם. If a person wants to make a neder to the Beit HaMikdash, number, you can only make a neder with things that you own. You can't make a neder, you can't consecrate something that doesn't belong to you, but when you do that, the Isur is equal to everybody. That's a neder to Hekdesh. Then there's something called O Nidre Isur. Nidre Isur is what this Masechet talks about. Yeah, Nidre Isur, regular Isurim to ourselves. She'asar al atzmo dvarim amutarim. A person makes on himself, what's a neder? Taking something that's mutar and making it asur to you. ובעניין זה יכול לאסור אפילו נכסי חברו עליו ואין איסורו שווה בכל. רבותיי, listen carefully. By Nidre Isur, it doesn't have to be yours. Why? I can make my thing asur to someone else. What else can I do? I can make somebody else's thing asur to me. But over there, if I do that, it's not shaveh to everybody. If I make somebody else's thing asur to me, does that make everybody else asur? No. Or if I make my thing asur to one person, does that make everybody else asur?
No.
So it's not like hekdesh, in that what? A, I can make a neder on something that's not my property. And B, it's not necessarily all-encompassing like by Hekdesh. Correct.
It's like you're going to say, I'm not going to eat from my mother-in-law's house anymore, right?
Well, that's a very dangerous thing to say.
But I'm
going to, like, you want to get me killed? I mean, like, anyway, so over here, now, ומסכת זו היא בעניין נדרי איסר. This מסכת focuses on נדרי איסר, not נדרי הקדש. נדרי הקדש, you can speak about in סדר קדשים, over there. שמה ששנה כאן חרמים כחרמים, ומשנה, here talks about חרמים, היינו משום שלשון חרם, כשם שהוא כולל חרמי בדק הבית, just like it includes the הקדש of בדק הבית, כך הוא כולל נדרי איסור. חרם can also be a language of נדרי איסור. כדתנן לכמן. Now, by the way, a person should make, the poskim say, a person should make a disclaimer. Now, many times in this masechet, in the Gemara, in the Mefarshim, you'll be saying languages of nedarim. Hareni kach, hareni. You should make a disclaimer. Everybody makes a disclaimer now. You could say it verbally or mentally. Anytime we say in the context of limud, any words of nedarim or shvuot or anything, it's not meant. It's only considered bederech limud, and it shouldn't be binding as a neder or shvuah at all, because that's not my kavanah.
Like what we didn't even know.
No, because over here you have actual languages of nedarim. No, so that's what it means. Yeah. No. So that's why you clarify that everything you're saying is bederech limud, shelo yeh b'neder. And he says,
why is it comparable to even kachim?
What do you mean? Oh, we're going to see where, because nedarim are based on kachim. Let's see. כדתנן לכמן, הרי אני עליך חרם, המודר אסור. הרי אתה עלי חרם, המדיר אסור. Yeah, ומשום היי גוונה, תנה חרמים. Since חרם can be used as a language of נדרים, that's why he puts it over here. Haha, דילו חרמי בדק הבית לשייך הבאי מסכת. חרמי בדק הבית, which is קדשים, it's not here, אלא בסדר קדשים. Now, so we already spoke about two kinds of נדרים, נדרי הקדש, נדרי איסור. This מסכת talks about נדרי איסור. ונדרי איסור הם באחד משלושה דרכים. There are three ways to make נדרי איסור. How? עיקר הנדר וכינויו וידות. עיקר הנדר, the regular language, כינויו, כינוי is the nickname or a kind of spin-off of the word, and ידות, which is handles. What does that mean? Now he's going to explain each one. The Ran is very, very articulate and eloquent. He breaks everything down so that you don't have a tzel of safek what's going on. Everything clear. Yeah, the Ran was from Rabbeinu Nisim Girondi. He was from Girona in Spain, from the place where Rabbeinu Yonah was. He was later than Rabbeinu Yonah, but from the same place. He was one of the last Rishonei Sfarad. He was from the golden age of the Sephardic Rishonim. So he says, Ikara neder hu shiomar. What is ikara neder? Shiomar davar ze asur alai. When a person says, this object, this food, whatever it is asur to me, that's a neder. People commonly say, a neder is a promise. That's not true. A real neder, according to what the Torah says, what does neder mean according to the Torah?
Shvua.
Not a shvua. Shvua is different. What's a neder? Saying, this object is asur to me. That's a neder.
Or I am asur to this.
Oh, one second. We're gonna see. Huh?
Can
what?
Can you make something mutar to yourself?
What does that mean?
For example, it's asur. Let's say a person saying, "I will make a piece of pork mutar for me." Is that neder?
That's because that's not in your hands. You don't have the authority to do that. Hashem gave us the authority to make something mutar asur, but not asur mutar. Now he says. Depends how you say it. We're going to see in the Ran. The Ran talks about, we just started the Masechet. Slowly but surely, everything will become clear. Yeah?
So neder is always something that you making asur.
Nachon. Making something mutar, asur. Now he says, Shiyomar davar ze asur alai, ben shiitfiso bedavar acher, ben shelo itfiso, zeu neder amur batorah. Whether you make it contingent on another object or not, it's still asur. Ela dehecha shiitfiso, when you're saying it's asur like, if you're making contingent on something else, the law is, we're going to see in the Gemara later, it has to be something that is made asur as opposed to something that already is asur. If a person takes a piece of bread and says, this bread should be asur to me like chazir, garnished. Why? Because you compared it to something that is asur innately. In order to make it asur, when you make it contingent, if a person says it's asur like a korban, boom. Why? What can you tell me about korban? The animal was what?
One
first mutar, and they made it asur. So you don't have to make it contingent on anything. But the rule is that when you make an object asur with a contingency, with connecting it, what do you have to compare it to?
That was mutar.
Something nadur. Nadur means mutar and later became asur, and not something asur. Uchdamrinan beresh perek shvot shtayim batra mai ta'ama de'amar kira ki dor neder ladunai.
Even though neder does not need to be mutfas, which means it doesn't need to be
a contingent on something else. Afilu achi im itfiso ba'inam shiatfisenu bedavar nadur velo bedavar asur uchmos katarti sham b'si'ata dishmaya. He says, look in Masechet Shavuot, I spoke about it more. Hilkach hecha sheitfis. If a person did make it contingent, ve'amar, listen to what he said. Hare kikar ze alai ke korban. A person said, this loaf of bread is like a korban to me. Chay nidre. That neder takes effect. V'ikar neder hu. That's called ikar neder. He spoke it out. V'chinuyo. Now we spoke about ikar neder. So, Rabotai, what's ikar neder? Speak it out clearly. This is asur. Or this thing is asur like a korban. That's ikar neder. Meaning what?
Huh?
Meaning.
This and that is asur.
Yes. Yes.
There are certain korban that you're allowed to eat. So how do you know that he means
no? It? But in general, korban he's not talking about. And korban in general, there's korbanot that also kohanim can't eat.
Same. So how
korban,
do we know?
We mean korban isur, korban that's asur. Otherwise, but he wouldn't be mentioning.
If he just says korban, if he mentions it,
no, he said it should be asur like a korban. What do you think he's talking about? Korban heter, shnamim. Now he says vechinuyo.
What? At
one point, it was
what's the difference between korban and chazir? Binyamin, what's the difference? No. They're both
at one
asur.
Point was
chazir was always asur. Korban was made asur. It was mutar first, and then it was made asur. Now, next, v'chinu yohu. What is the nickname? Shebimkom korban yomar konam, konach, konas. He didn't speak out the word korban. He didn't say korban. He said konam, konach, konas. Those are what? It's like twisting the word a little bit. Nachon, koname, konache, konase. Those are all nicknames of what word?
Korban.
Now he says, V'chol hecha sheitfis ve'amar. Sorry. V'chol hecha she'amar ken, hareu asur ki'ilu amar korban alai kikar ze. If he said those words, those code words, it's as if he said the actual word. V'haynu ditnan kol kinuyen nedarim kindarim. That's what the Mishnah means. All of the nicknames, or you know it better than nicknames, let's use code words. All of the code words of nedarim are just like the nedarim. Code words.
They say code word in Russian. Codes. Zakonchil. Now he says, Now he says, Ubehani kinuim palig Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish b'Gemara. Later on, we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish argue about what is the origin of these code words. Rabbi Yochanan amar l'shon nochrim him. Rabbi Yochanan says this is the goyish way of saying korban. V'Resh Lakish amar l'shon shebadu lahem chachamim liot nodrim bo. Resh Lakish says these words konach, konas, konam. They all come from the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan said it's goyish words. Resh Lakish says it's Chachamim code words specifically for Nedarim.
If he makes up a word that doesn't count.
Oh, says the Gemara, Ul Rabbi Yochanan de'amar l'shon nochrim him. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a language of Goyim. Vadaya noder b'hem ki noder b'ikar korban. Certainly, if you use those words, it's like saying ikar korban. She'a Nedarim ne'emarim him b'chol lashon. Because Nedarim, what, Binyamin, do Nedarim have to be made specifically in Lashon HaKodesh? You can make it in any language. Ve'afilu l'Resh Lakish de'amar. Shehem leshon shebadu lahem chachamim. Even according to Resh Lakish, who says that it was a rabbinically instituted words, code words for nedarim, harem gam ken keneder gamur mideoraita. It's also they also bring about a neder deoraita. Shere kol leshonot enan ela haskamat uma veuma velo gara haskamat chachamim zan haskamatam. What's a language? What's a language? How do you define a language?
Way of communication.
That. Words that were agreed upon by people of a certain nation to use to communicate. So he says the agreement of the Chachamim on certain words can't be any worse than the agreement of Goyim on certain words to communicate. So it's still binding midoraita. Says the Gemara, Hil kachavu midoraita. Ve'achinam imashma beresh nazir defalchen anamat nitin patach bekinuim ufalesh yadot umeshane. Tanaki patach patach beikar korban ve'adam mifaresh yadot de'afian l'midrasha. Alma de'lekula alma kinuin de'oraita lechayuve alayu korban. We see from here that according to everybody, kinuye nedarim are de'oraita to require korban, let's say by shvua. De'ili Resh Lakish lamechayev alayu korban. If, let's say, kinuye shvuot, according to Resh Lakish, is the rabbanan and it can't make you bring a korban, hava le'lememar ha'tamanich ha'neman da'amar kinuyin l'shon nochrim him. Ela neman da'amar l'shon shebadu l'ad chachamin, ma'ika le'memar k'di'it mar b'sugyan da'acha, ela vaday mashmad el kule alma kinuyin de'oraita. We see from here, from that, you don't have to understand every sugiyah the Ran brings down, kind of like Tosfot. But just the Ikare Advarim, he's saying that according to everybody, kinuye nedarim creates what kind of neder? De'oraita. V'ika lemedak, I have a question. L'Rabbi Yochanan de'aman l'shon nochrim him. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's just a goyish thing. Ma'ishna de'parish anach lishne de'konam konach konas tfe mish'al lishne le'ma noder v'chol lashon nidro neder. Very interesting question. The Ran asks, says, I don't get it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that kinuye nedarim, konam, konach, konas, that it's borrowed from goyim, what's the chidush in these words? Just say what? That a person who makes a neder in any language, it's binding. What do we have to focus on? Konam, konach, konas. Says the Ran, ve'anachon sh'ra'iti baze, o'ma she'pirish ha'chacham ha'gadol, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chizdai. You see, he's bringing down later rishonim. Zal, derabuta shmo'inan. There's a chidush here. De'lam miv'e. בלשונות נוכרים, שהם לשונות גמורים שהנודר בהם נדרו נדר, שאפילו בלשונות שאינם גמורים, כגון אלו דקונם קונח קונס, שהרי לשון הקודש הוא, אלא שנשתבש וסנקדעת החמינה שהנודר בהם לא יהיה נדר, כיוון שאינו לשון גמור בפני עצמו, כמה שמלן, דכיוון שהנוכרים מדברים בהם, אף על פי שאינו מעיקר לשונם, אלא משיבוש הוא בידם, הרי הוא נדר גמור. וכל שכן שעל לשונות הנוכרים, there's a חידוש. Certainly by other languages, random languages that they actually speak in properly, that you can make a neder. But I might think, since konam, konach, konas, they're made-up words, maybe they shouldn't work for a neder. You know what the chidush is? Since the goyim use these words also, even though it's really, it's not the their actual language, it's just a slang, but since they use it even as slang in their languages, it's also binding as a neder. Kol sheken using not slang words, kol sheken using actual words in other languages. Which means, let's say a person says, this thing should be prohibited to me like a sacrifice. What's the halakha over there?
It's ikar kaban.
It's ikar neder mamash. And kol sheken, if konam, konach, konas works, because those were slang words that Jews used that were adopted by the goyim, certainly real words from other languages are enough to create a neder.
What about a slang word in a foreign language?
No.
That also be another?
That's what we're talking about. That the goyim knows.
A slang word in a non-Jewish language.
Yeah. If as long as it's used, yes, it works. Now he says, "V'yesh hochacha lepirush ze berushami." There's a raya to this as well. Ve'achitama. Ve'achitama nami dekarelu kinuin. Why do we call them kinuin? Lomar shem milshon neder, ela shum mechune, kmo hamchane shem lechavero. What's mechane shem lechavero? A nickname. What's a nickname? A spin-off of the original name. So too, these kinuyen nedarim are also nedarim. Just, do people call other people by nicknames? Yeah. Why? Because it's related to the real name. So too what? So too, kinuyen nedarim are also nedarim, and it's just a spin-off of the real language of the neder. Elohim kinuyen nedarim. So far, what do we speak about? Ikara neder, kinuy neder, and now we're going to speak about the last thing, yadot. What does yad mean in Lashon HaKodesh, besides for hand? Yad, yadot, or yadit. What's that?
Handle.
Says the Ran, V'yadot nedarim hu, shematchil b'miktzat diburo shel neder, ela she'eno gomer oto. He says, you start off speaking a neder, but you stop. You don't finish. V'oto miktzat ha'dibur, ve'ke'ilu noder kol ha'shlemot ha'dibur, ke'adam ha'ochez kli b'vet yad shelo, u'metaltelo kulo, u'mishumha chichay nidra. What does a handle do? You hold anything by a handle. Yeah, here, let's say I'm holding this by a handle. Am I holding the whole keli? No. I'm holding onto the handle, and as a result of the handle, what am I doing? I'm holding onto the whole keli. So too by nedarim, even if you just start and you didn't finish, that becomes like a handle, and that little handle gives you what? Gives you a whole neder. That's the way it works. So what do we have? Otpam. Ikar neder. Huh? We're going to have to see in the Gemara. Ikar neder, kinui neder, and yadot. Says the Gemara.
Here it says called kinuy nedarim, and then but it doesn't say yadot of nedarim.
That's the next mishnayot. Yeah, we're gonna see. Now he says, "Ulkaman mefaresh lo liyadot." The Gemara later is going to explain what yadot are, and we'll bezet Hashem continue tomorrow with these runs. Ad kana botai. Baruch Adonai la'olam. Amen ve'amen. Mismana tava. Nedarim daf bet amud aleph. Yesterday we started a little bit. We got our feet wet with the masechet a little bit. Like we said, nedarim is a masechet that's different than any other. The mefarshim are different than any other. Over here, there's no Rashi on Masechet Nedarim. Rashi on the daf is not Rashi as we spoke about yesterday. There is Tosfot, but the Tosfot is a little bit different than Tosfotim in the other Masechtot. That's why it's in the margin as opposed to over here. So the Mefaresh of choice for Masechet Nedarim that we're going to use is the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, which is, the Ran is kind of a very interesting fusion of Rashi and Tosfot. It's a very, like, explanation in Mefaresh. Oh, wow. Come every night. So we started with the Mishnah and the runs yesterday. So just quickly to recap the Mishnah and then to get back, we didn't finish all the runs. So let's see. Bismana tava. Kol kinuyen nedarim kindarim. All nicknames or spin-offs of nedarim are like nedarim. Talk to me, Rabotai. Yesterday, the Ran said that there are three ways to make a neder. There are two kinds of nedarim: nidre hekdesh, which are not here. We're not talking about that. We're talking about nidre isur. Three ways to make nidre isur, says the Ran. You remember from yesterday? Baruch ata Adonai, Hanu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yemedvar. Yeah, Rabotai, talk to me. Ikar a neder, kinuy a neder, yadot nedarim. Ikar a neder is what? Speaking it out. Yeah, and what's the regular way to speak out a neder? Right, what's the definition of neder? The Ran said yesterday. Making something asur on yourself. Something mutar, that is, something's mutar, making it asur on yourself or on others. Now, does it need hatfasa? Do you need to make it contingent on something else like a korban? You don't need to. But if you do, if you make it contingent on something else, tell me a law about that the Ran said that spoke about yesterday. That thing has to be something that's nadur, something that became asur, and that was asur from the onset. For instance, pork is davar asur, that doesn't work. It has to be davar nadur, like korban. That's why all nedarim, what do we compare nedarim to? Like korban. A person says, this should be asur to me, like korban. Why? Because just like korban is asur, so to this. Now, you don't have to make it contingent, you don't have to link it, but if you do, it's got to be davar nadur. Now talk to me about kinuye nedarim. What's kinuyen nedarim? Whoops. We spoke about yesterday. Kinuyim? Spin-off. Give me an example of a spin-off. Like the Ran brings down, right? What's the regular word of a neder? Korban. So what did he say instead? There's konam, konach, konas. What's all those? Slangs. It's machloket. He brought down
The Ran brought in a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish. Where did the spin-offs come from? Was it Lashon Chachamim or Lashon HaGoyim? Did the Goyim make it? Now, either which way, the Ran said it's Neder Doraita. And then we spoke about something else. One last way to make a Neder is Yadot Nedarim. What's Yadot Nedarim? Mazi Yadit? Handle. What's a handle? Handle is a little thing that helps you hold a bigger thing. So to what's Yadot Nedarim? Come on, people, jump in.
Yeah.
What's the... You started off the sentence, a sentence of the neder, but you didn't finish it. That also makes a neder. Now, so we got yesterday in the run. So once again, let's just quickly recap the Mishnah, and then we will jump back into the run. Kol kinuyei nedarim kinedarim. Nicknames or spin-offs of nedarim are like nedarim. Vacharamim, kacharamim. Cherem is a different kind of neder. It's a different language of neder. So spin-offs of nedarim, of charamim are like charamim. Ushvuot, kishvuot. And spin-offs or nicknames of shivuot are like shivuot. Oats. Unzirut, kinzirut. Nezirut is another form of neder. Spin-offs or nicknames of nezirut are like the nezirut. Now, that was all in terms of what? Kinuim. Now the Mishnah goes on to explain yadot. What are examples of yadot? Now the Mishnah gives a few examples. Ha'omel l'chavero, mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, meruchakani mimcha. That's the beginning of the sentence. He says, I am on vow to you. I am separated from you. I am distanced from you. She'ani yochal lecha, she'ani to'aim lecha, that I from eating from you or from tasting from you. Which means he said a little bit of a weird language. He said, I am distanced from eating from you. Which means what? He didn't say, I am distanced like a korban from eating from you. Therefore what? He messed it up. He didn't finish the sentence. That's a yad. That's only a partial dibur. Says the Mishnah, asur. Nevertheless, even though it's only a partial dibur, what happens as a result? It's tofes, it makes a nidir. So there, we spoke. There are three ways to make a nidir. Ikara nidir, full sentence. This thing is asur to me. Either like that, or this thing is asur to me like a korban. Then kinui nidir, this thing is asur to me like a konam. He didn't say korban, he said konam. Konach, konach, konas. You recognize those words from somewhere? Kol nidre, yeah? Now, and then he could say also nedarim, yadot nedarim, mazi yadot, instead of saying, I am distant from eating from you, like a korban, he just said, I'm distant from eating from you. What does that even mean? That's partial. That's considered a partial dibur, yadot nedarim, and it's still chal, it's still tofes. No, they're together. That's all one sentence. This is the whole sentence. A, B, or C, plus A or B. Mudrani mimcha, or mufrashani mimcha, or meruchakani mimcha, together with she'ani ochal lecha, or she'ani to'em lecha. Yeah, that's the sentence. And the sentence is still a sentence fragment, an incomplete sentence of neder. Nevertheless, says the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Asur. Yeah. We're going to see that in the Gemara, that it's a partial sentence and it does mean something. But in the context of the Mishnah, it's Mudrani mimcha she'ani ochel lecha. Yes. Yes, vadai. Because he didn't say the whole language. Now, last sentence in the Mishnah, Menude ani lecha. What's the halacha if a person says, I am menude to you, which means I am excommunicated from you? What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva yachokech bazeh leachmir. Rabbi Akiva was mesupak, and he decided to be machmir, and he said that the person is asur, it takes on the language of a neder. We're smack in the middle of the Ran. This is where we left off yesterday. Vacharamim kacharamim. Yeah, that was by kinuim, which means what? Tell me again, what were the kinuim of nedarim? Neder is korban, nachon? What's the kinuim for that? Konam, konach, konas, and the like. Things that are understandable, things that people say. What's the kinuim for chirim? Vacharamim kacharamim, kulaman sha'omen nechasim elu, alav, cherek, cherek, cheref. What's he saying? Weird words that are what? Just spin-offs of the word chirim. Hare, elu. Huh? I'm in the run. Right in the middle. You see it a little bolded. Vacharamim kacharamim. You see that? עוד פעם, וחרמים כחרמים, כלומר, שאומר נכסים אלו עליו חרק, it's like right in the middle. Yeah. כלומר, שאומר נכסים אלו עליו חרק, חרך, חרף, which are spin-offs of Cherem, Hare Elu Kilu Amar Nechasim Alav Cherem, Vehem Asurim Alav, and it becomes Asur. Next, spin-offs. They're words that people use as slangs for Cherem. Just like Konam, Konach, Konas are slangs for Korban, Cherek, Cherech, Cheref are slangs that are used for Cherem. Ushvuot kishvuot, klomar de kinui shvuah reu kishvuah bechayla. That's why says the Gemara, says the Ran, umehashem einan de shvuah la ba'ayashem. Shvuah doesn't need shem Hashem to be binding. Ela kevan she'amar shvuah o shvuta, shvuah, shvuta, shvuka. These are spin-offs or slangs for shvuah. She kinuya shelo ochal kikar ze asur leochlo. We're going to see in the Gemara what the difference is in the mechanism between neder and shvuah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. If a person actually said the Shem Hashem in the context of the Shvuah, what do I need? What do you need to teach me that it's binding because of Kinui Shvuah? You know why it's binding? Because of Shem Hashem. The halacha is if you mention Shem Hashem in the context of doing something, even if you didn't mention Shevuah or Kinui Shevuah at all, what's the halacha? You mentioned Shem Hashem, you're bound. So obviously, you don't, for Kinui to work, you don't need Shem Hashem, says the Ran. You can tell the Ran is a completely different Mefarish, very different than anything we've experienced so far. You realize. It's not Rashi, and it's not Tosfot, but it's... You see, it's very interesting how each Rishon had his own style. They had their own style of writing. But the Ran, what we know about the Ran is that it's extremely thorough. It goes through all of the combinations, all of the Shitot, explaining to... No, Rabbeinu Nisim. Rabbeinu Nisim. So he says, V'araya midamdin and beperikin ma'amidin. Lelohei Yisrael amegalen al-chudi hatam. Toh. He says, Adon Hakol, I'm not going to taste, which means that's a Shvu'al HaShamayim. Ve'od, Vilmada Amar Kinuyim, Leshon Shebaduhem, Le'achi Tiknu Kinuyim B'Shvu'ah, Kech Delil Omar Shvu'al HaShem. You know the reason why the Chachamim made these Kinuyim L'Shvu'ah? So a person shouldn't come to you, Shem HaShem, that shows you that you don't need Shem HaShem. It works even without Shem Hashem. Says the Ran, I have a question. When you're swearing for Eidut, you need to say Shem Hashem. What does he answer? When do you need to mention Shem Hashem? When the oath is being imposed on you by others, like Bedin. He says, "Dehami sota gamrinana shemushbat mipi kohen, aval bemushbat mipi atzmo." If he's swearing on his own, la ba'ayashem, you don't need Shem Hashem. Says the Ran, "Utmihani alav pe kadosh ech amar davar ze." I am wondering how the holy mouth of the Rabbeinu Tam could have. That's a borrowed term from Gemara. He says, "I don't understand how Rabbeinu Tam could have said this." If you say Amen after Shvu'ah, it's like you said it yourself. And we learned that out of Sota, and that works even if you didn't say Shem Hashem, even though somebody is imposing. Who imposed the Shvu'ah on the Sota? No. I mean, yeah, Hashem, but who? It doesn't make... In Hebrew, you say Lehashbi'a Ota. You don't say who swore her in English. It doesn't make sense. But who imposed the Shvu'ah physically or verbally on the Sota? The Kohen. The Kohen said the words and she said, Amen. Now, so he says, Dichtiv, Ve'amra Isha, Amen, Amen, Klomar, Ve'havia kemushba'at mipi atzma, Kochmo shepira shrashizan, Sham, Uperk shvuat ha'edut, De'ila, Afilu mushba'at mipi acherim la'avia. If not, then it's not even mushba'at mipi acherim. So how can Rabbeinu Tam say that when you're mushba'at mipi acherim, you need Shem Hashem, Ve'achi ta'ama, And that's why the Mishnah says over there, the Mushba Mipi Acherim Patur, Kolecha Shana Amen Chayav, Vechivan Shekin, if that's the case, the Misota Gamrinan, that we learned it out of Sota, Havalan Memar, the Afilu Mushba Mipi Atzmo, Liv Aishem, if that's the case, since we're learning out of Sota, even when a person swears himself, he shouldn't need a shame. So the Ran doesn't appreciate that Tam of Rabbeinu Tam. Ulfikach lo yaradti lesof da'ato baze, I don't really understand what he's saying. Ve'od ikshu alav, there's another question on Rabbeinu Tam. there's, it sounds from the Gemara over there that even when others are making you swear, you still don't need Shem Hashem. V'itnan hatam, mashbi'ani alechem, osarchem ani, hare elu chayavim, they're all chayav, umasik abaye, dachi kamar, what does that Gemara mean? Mashbi'ani alechem bishvua, alma bilshon shvua bilchutzage, even if you're imposing the shvua on others, even without Shem Hashem, it works. So, bichlan, like Rabbeinu Tam. V'af al pishir hashizan, pireh sham, b'milteda abaye, demayre kshizkir et Hashem, אין זה במשמעות הלשון, אלא עיקרן של דברים. That's only the, it doesn't mean that's the משמעות of the לשון. It doesn't need to be שם השם. דאי דאמרינא דשבועות העדות בעי השם, רבי חנינא בר אידהי, דגמר אל אלה מסותה. אבל רבנן לא באו שם, according to the רבנן, they're arguing him, and that's ההלכה, לא שם, לא כינוי, מוחף במתניתין. So this is just the run being מעריך against רבנו תם, that שבועה, or כינוי שבועה, do not require שם.
That's why you need this.
That's one of the pshatim that the Ran says. V'chitnan hatam uvchol hakinuyim harelu chayavim lav deba'i Hashem o kinuy ela lomar de mashbi'a bekinuy kemashbi'a stam, that if a person makes somebody else swear bekinuy, it's like he's mashbi'a stam umehanen, it works v'la kemashbi'a b'shamayim v'aretz v'chitnan hatam de pturin ela sheravad zal amar, the ra'avad over here says a little bit different. דלעניין מלכות אינו לוקה בהזכרת, אלא בהזכרת השם. He says, with regards to מלכות, you can only get מלכות for שבועה if it's בשם השם. Okay, you need שם השם for מלכות. ובכל הוא לבד שבועה השם כתיבו. By all the לבים of שבועה, יצא שם השם. לא תישא את שם אדוני, לא תשבעו בשמי. אבל לעניין איסורה, with regards to the איסור שבועה, ולא שם, נמי איתה. That also applies even without the שם. And therefore the Ran and all these other poskim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, who requires a shem for a shivua b'mushba mipi acherim.
The isur doesn't come from the
shivua
itself.
Yeah. But the malkut is only b'shem Hashem, because that's all the psukim that mention not to swear falsely are always, it says b'shem Hashem. Next, Ran. Two different functions of a nidir. Nezirut, also a form of neder. Shevua, it's a shevua. There's two ways to make something asur. Beneder or bishevua. So those are the two main categories, and everything else is a subcategory. Cherem, nezirut, subcategories of nedarim. Shevua is a different category. Now, and the Gemara is going to say, why is it broken up like this? Says the Ram. Unzirut kin zirut, klomar shomer, hareni nazik, paziach. What are those words? Also, they're like slangs, weird words, but what? If a person says it, he's a nazir. Now, the first part of the Mishnah was busy describing what? Kinuim. Next part of the Mishnah describes Yadot. What do we say Yadot was? Otpam, jump in. What's Yadot? Incomplete Nidarim. What's Kinuim? It's complete, but what? Messed up words. Ikara neder. Complete sentences with complete words for the nedarim. Just tell them to me. Yeah. Mefaresh bagmara adayinu yadot. Mefareshim name dachi katane. Mudrani mimcha she'ani ochal lecha. I am mudar from eating from you. O mudrani mimcha she'ani to'aim lecha. V'chen mufreshani murchokani. These are all combinations of words used in this sentence fragment. Why is it only adot? Because he didn't say, I'm distanced from eating from you like a korban. That would have been a full sentence, but he didn't say like a korban. That's why it's only yadot. Iname dela amar isura behedia. He didn't say the isur. I am distanced from eating from you. What does that even mean? You didn't say any. If you say eating from you is isur, okay, I get that. But he didn't say that. He said, I'm distanced from eating from you. What does that mean? He didn't finish it off. Shani ochal v'shani to'im, says the Ran, eat the garse, some have another girsan, not that I eat, hachi b'lo yod, some say, eat the garse, she'eni b'yod, that I will not eat with you. V'idbayrib gemara, b'tziyata dishmaya, 2 days from now, daf dalet, the gemara is going to speak about it. That is Shabbat staff. Tov, says, let's see the gemara. Yeah, Rabotai, like I told you, Nedarim, most dapim of Gemara in Nedarim are short. Short Gemara, long runs. That's the M.O. for Masechet Nedarim. Okay? Get used to it. Says the... Don't be... Now, let's see. Says the Gemara. We go back to the first part of the Mishnah.
כל כינויי נדרים כנדרים. מה ישנה גבי נזיר דלה קטן אלו לכולהו? ומה ישנה גבי נדרים דקטן אלו לכולהו? רבותיי, listen carefully. How does מסכת נדרים start without looking at the Mishnah? כל כינויי נדרים כנדרים. חרמים כחרמים. נזירות, שבועה כשבועה, נזירות כנזירות, נכון? Let's add that, or, not that order. נדרים כנדרים, חרמים כחרמים, שבועות כשבועות, נזירות כנזירות. Yeah, it was that order. Now, how does מסכת נזירות start? נזיר. כל כינויי נזירות כנזירות. That's it. Period. And then it goes on to start talking about other הלכות. Asks the Gemara, why by nidarim does it talk about kinuyeh nidarim and haramim and nazirut and shvuot? And then in Masechet Nazir, it only talks about nazir. Either be consistent, either by nazir say all of them, or by nidarim what? Only talk about nidarim, mezeo. Says the Gemara, you know why? Says the Gemara, mishum de neder ushvua ktiv gabe hadadeh. In the Torah speaks about neder and shvua right next to each other. It says, "Isha ki tidon neder ladunai o isha v'ashvua." So the Torah speaks back to back about nedarim ushvuot. So we want to speak about both. Tanet artin. That's why it speaks about both nedarim and shvuot over here. V'kivan de tanet artin, tane lekulhu. Once we spoke about two out of the four, what did the Mishnah say? Yalla, put in haramim also, put in nezirut. Yeah, okay. But over there, nezirut, it doesn't say anything next to nezirut in the pasuk. Therefore, in the Mishnah, nazir, what did it speak about? Only nazir. Says the Gemara, velitne kinui shevuot batal nedarim. Uh-oh. One second. How do we start the equation here? Why do we even speak about other things besides for nedarim? How do we start with that? Because of the pasuk that speaks about nedarim ushevuot. All right. If you look in the pasuk, what did the pasuk say? Nidarim and then shvuot. What's the order of kinuyim in the Mishnah? Tell me. Nidarim, haramim, shvuot, and then nezirut. Uh-oh. What should the order have been? Nidarim, shvuot, haramim, nezirut. Right? Because in the Torah it's back-to-back, so in the Mishnah let it be back-to-back. Says the Gemara, we couldn't do that in the Mishnah. You know why? Says the Gemara, Aide de tana nedarim de mitzar chifza ale, tana nami haramim de mitzar chifza ale, lafuke shevua de kaasar nafshehe min chifza. Okay, Rabotai, listen carefully. We're going to stop here for a moment and then see the run. But one of the most important concepts in the entire Masechet Nedarim is what we just saw over here. There is a core difference. Remember, I told you there are two big categories, primary categories, and then subcategories that come out of them. What are the two big categories of Isurim? Nedarim and Shvuot. Haramim is part of what?
Nedarim.
Nezirut? Nedarim. No, Nezirut is part of Nedarim. But what? As opposed to Shvuot is a different mechanism. Rabotai, listen carefully. Well, Shvuot is a kind of Nezirut is a kind haramim. Of Neder, but it really resembles Shvuot. We'll keep that to the side.
Haramim is also
Haramim is a kind of Neder. What's the difference between Neder and Shvuot? Listen carefully. Neder is Isur Bachefetz. An isur on the object, shivua is isur bagavra, on the person. Meaning what? By neder, how does a person make a neder? You take the object, that's mutan, you say, this object is asur to me, like a korban. So, what's a shivua? The object is still fine. Let's say it's bread. How do you make bread asur b'neder? This bread is forbidden to me. That's b'neder. How do you make bread asur bishvua? Trick question. You can't make bread asur bishvua. What can you do? You make a shvua not to eat the bread. So again, tell me the underlying difference between nedarim u'shvuot. Object versus person. Now, therefore what? Says the Gemara, since nedarim is an isur on the object, what else is an isur on the object? Haramim. That's why I came next. What after that, says the Mishnah? Then we'll talk about Shvuot, which is on the person. So to Nezirut is on what? Person. That's why we did it like this. Let me ask you a question, Rabotai. What happens if you messed up the language? What happens if a person makes a Neder in the language of Shvuah? I am Asur, he didn't say Shvuah. I am, instead of saying this object is Asur to me, he said, I am Asur to eat this object. So what did he do? He mixed and matched. He says what? He made a
Shvua, but without mentioning Shvua, bilshon neder. I am asur. That's neder bilshon Shvua. Or let's say Shvua bilshon neder. He says, I am asur. If you mixed it up, what's the halacha over there? Says the Ran, that's exactly what we're going to discuss now. Huge machloket rishonim. Huge. Let's see. Says the Ran, Maishna gabe nedarim detani kul lehon. Kilomar ve'ilu b'masechet nazir latana ela kol kinuye nezirut kinzirut. Neder u'shvu'a k'tiv v'gabe adadeh. In the Torah, neder and shvu'a are right next to each other. Dichtiv ki dor neder ladunai o isha v'ashvu'a. Aide detana nedarim demitzal chefza ale. Kilomar she'oser hakikar alav. The example of choice throughout the masechet for an object being asur is always kikar. What's that? Loaf of bread. That's the example. Klomar she'oser kikar alav ve'omer achilat kikar ze alai. Person says, eating this bread to me is like a korban, which means what did you just do to the bread? You just made it like a korban. That is gufo shel nedir. Correct. Unless you said, all breads are like a korban. Yeah, that. Nachon? Now. No, because he's making asur to him. Depends what he says in Shvua. If he says Shvua on this bread or Shvua on all bread.
Shvua can also be on a particular item.
Vadai. Well, not a particular item. Shvua can be on me not to eat a particular item. Now, he says, La'afuke Shvua, as opposed to Shvua, De'asar nafshe min chefza, klomar, she'omer, what's a Shvua? Shvua she'lo ochal kikar ze. I'm not making it isur, I'm making myself asur to eat it. U'meha mashma, from this Gemara says the Ran, it sounds like the en shvua bilshon neder velo neder bilshon shvua. You can't mix and match. Neder you have to make in neder form, and shvua you have to make in shvua form. Hilkach kol shechelif shel ze baze en bidvarav klum. You messed it up. You mixed and matched. Says the Ran, what's the halacha? Garnished, itchy. What do you say in Persian? Not itchy. Now he says veikal itchy with an H. Now he says, he says, I have a question. De'atanya bepirkin, we say in the Gemara later, ezo isar amur b'Torah. What's an isar? What is this neder? Isar and neder, right? What is it? Hare alai shelo ochal basar. On hare alai is like a korban. Shelo ochal basar, that I shouldn't eat meat. Whoa, that's a mix and match. Says the Gemara, says the Ran. Alma yesh neder bilshon shvua. Deha shelo ochal kamar. He says, I won't eat. He says, in Shvuot of Perek Shvuot Shtayim Batra Nami Mashmad Yesh Shvuah Bilshon Neder De'amrin Natam Be'omer Achila Mishtehen Alai Shvuah. Eating from both of them on me is a Shvuah. What's that? That's a mix and match. Ve'ha Haylishna De'nederu Ve'kama Legabe Shvuah Alma Mehani. It seems from various Gemarot that this mix and match does work. Says the Ran, not so fast. Yesh Lomar Dehane Lishne Lav Bedav Kanakit Lehu. It's not a precise language. Daud Eze Isar Amur Batorah La Ata La Shmuainan Derech Isar Alidat Fasa. That Gemara is only trying to teach me that in general, the way you make a neder is by making a contingent on another object. Umishumachi La Dak Belishne. That's why the Gemara was not so medayek. It didn't mean to say that you can make a neder bilshon shvua. Ul olam b'motzi'o bilshon neder kamar. And that Gemara is talking about what did you do? You said it bilshon neder. Ve'iname de'amrinan achilam shtehen alai shvua lav davka. It's, you know what lav davka means? It's not exactly as written. De'amar b'hai lishna. Ela de'amar shvua shelo ochal shetehen. Ela de'atam aided amar le'el mine. What's it talking about over there in the Gemara before? Be'omer achila mishtem alai konam. Du lishna davka de'neder. Amar nami achila mishtem alai shvua ve'lav davka. Ve'chein da'at Rabbeinu Hanan el zal. Ve'arav ben Migash zal. Who's that? Rimigash. The Rebbe of?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Ulezeh iskim arashba. Rova poskim says the Ran hold like me. That neder bilshon shvua. Shvua bilshon neder doesn't work. It's okay, by the way, Rabotai, the Ran is kind of like Tosfot, and he brings a lot of sugiyot that you may not be holding in. So don't worry if you don't get every prat, but try to get the crux of what he's saying. So that's one shita. Ubayrushalmi iflig behaydina. The Yerushalmi brings down machloket amoraim about this halacha. Damrin ahatam, the Rabbi Yudan, It should say v'rabbi mona savre. They hold en neder bilshon shvua v'en shvua bilshon neder. V'rabbi yosef palig alayu moshma dekaim elan kirabim. It sounds like we hold like the rabbim that there's no neder bilshon shvua and no shvua bilshon neder. Aval haramban zal katav bilchot nederim shelo. The Ramban disagrees on this and he says no. Delekel shabushay anach sugiya ulmemar delat daike bilishnayu. Don't mess up these sugiyot and say that it's all lav davka, right, Michael? It's very easy to say, oh, lav davka. The Ramban doesn't buy that. He says, ma pitom? Ela vaday neder she'amaro bilshon shvua, u'shvua bilshon neder mehane. The Ramban says, even mix and match, what's the halacha? It works. He says, mi ulav me'ikar neder ve'ikar shvua. It doesn't work as ikar neder ve'ikar shvua because it's not being said the right way. De'amrina besugiyan, de neder shvua, la shavim bilishnayu. According to our sugiya, the Gemara says that there's an integral difference, intrinsic difference between ikara neder and ikara shavua. What's the difference? Neder is chepta, and shavua is gavra on the person. So why does it work according to the Ramban? Shavua bilshon neder, neder bilshon shavua. Why? Ela midin yadot. It works as yadot. The neder shamarob bilshon shvua kevan de pivli bo shavin leesol shvua latzmo afal pi shlo amarob bilshon medugdak yad mihave, which means if you said neder bilshon shvua, since you meant to make it asur, it just came out wrong. What's the halacha? It's no different than a yad, and he's asur. Fashteis, that's the svara of the Ramban. Neder bilshon shvua and shvua bilshon neder. Yes, it's a mess up, but it can't be any different than a sentence fragment partial. And sid exactly partial. Sentence, and since you said it and you had in mind to be asur, what's the halacha? It works. Huh? His kavanah was to make it asur. He wanted to be asur. So you have the kavanah, he says. Now, yeah. V'chein b'shvua, she'amar shvua kikar ze alai. Let's say a person took the kikar and he says, this kikar should be on me a shvua. Oh, hello, what are you saying? That's mix and match. Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, "Kevan shepiv velibo shavin leesor achilato mikikar ze bishvua mehani midin yad." It does work since his kavanat is to be osir. Ela de besugiyan deacha biikar leshon neder or biikar leshon shvua irenan. Our sugiya is only talking about what? It's talking about ikar neder and ikar shvua. This is the machloket. Maran brings down this halacha in Shulchan Aruch as a stam vayesh. Stam Maran, he holds like rova poskim, not like the Ramban, that neder bilshon shvua and shvua bilshon neder does not work. He says it's better to do ataran darim anyway, but meikar adin Maran says kida ataran, lo kida ataramban, that it doesn't work. So, same lashon of ataran. Same dinim. In terms of hatara ve'afara, it's the same. Back in the Gemara Rabotai, yesh, says the Gemara, patach b'chinuyin, kol kinuyin nedarim, umfaresh yadot, ha'omer l'chavero, mudar ani mimcha. He says, number one question in the Gemara is, what halachot does the Mishnah say we're starting off with? Kinuyin, nachon? Kol kinuyin nedarim kinderim. Does the Mishnah give examples of kinuyin? Does the Mishnah give, look in the Mishnah, does the Mishnah give any examples of kinuyim? Nope. What is it jumps? It jumps to other examples. What examples does it start talking about? Yadot. Mudrani mimcha she'ochal lecha. So he said what? Says the Gemara, let's make a cheshbon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, all kinuyei nedarim are like nedarim. And here's an example of yadot. Shkoyech. What's wrong with this picture? First of all, you didn't give me any examples of kinuyim. And second of all, you didn't even tell me about the halacha of yadot. What is going on? Says the Gemara, that's question number one. Number two, v'tu, yadot, inshe. He says, Aira Behon, did he forget to even talk to us about yadot? You didn't even say that yadot even work. So there's double whammy here. Says the Gemara, v'chasure v'chasra v'achi katane. Like I told you, there's the language of the entire Gemara of Masechet Nedarim is a little bit different than the rest of Shas. Even the language of the Gemara you can see is different than the way the Shas usually speaks. Meaning the Mishnah is missing a few words and now we have to amend it. How do we amend the Mishnah? Kol kinuye nedarim kindarim, viadot nedarim kindarim. Oh! Yafe! Says the Gemara. What? What are we adding into the Mishnah now? To make everything better? Kinuye nedarim, kindarim, and yadot nedarim is also kindarim. And then what do we okay, that answers one question. What about the second question? Alo, alo, where's... Okay, I get it. Where's your examples of kinuim? Says the Gemara, velifrosh kinuim beresha. Yeah, really, our Mishnah doesn't say konam, konach, konas. That's in later Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah... So we answered question number one, which was what? Hey, where's the adult? What's the answer?
It's missing.
Put it in, right? Meaning, amend it, it's there. Question number two is what? Why'd you jump to the examples of Yadot? To which the Gemara answers, when the Mishnah gives a list, and then it wants to give examples, where does it start listing the examples from? The last halacha. And then we'll come back with examples for the first. Okay, says the Gemara, do we find that elsewhere in Shas? Sure we do. Do we find contradictions in Shas? Sure we do. Yeah, let's see. Says the Gemara, it's gishmak to do the daf and to be yid. Yeah, says the Gemara, hahu, he says, hahu de salik mine, hahu mefarish beresha. The halakha that we just ended off with is what we're going to give examples to. What was the halakha we just ended off with? Yadot. So we're going to give examples for yadot. Kiditnan, we have mishnayot that support this in Shabbat. Bame madlikin, uvama in madlikin. The Mishnah says, what do you light with? What do you not light with? Nerot Shabbat. And then what example does it start giving? En madlikin lo belechesh velo bechosen, which means, what did the Mishnah over there in the second Perek of Shabbat, which examples did it start with? En madlikin. Why? Because it just ended off with that. Yafe. Another example. Bame tomnim uvama en tomnim. What can you use to insulate? What can you not use? En tomnin. And then it gives examples of things that you can't use. Same idea. V'chule. Another example. Bame isha yotza, uvama ena yotza. What can she, what can woman wear out? What kind of jewelry can she wear out and what can she not? He says, ena yotza, he says, lo tetze isha. She shouldn't go out with X, Y, and Z. So what do you see from here? That we seem to have a pattern that anytime the Mishnah lists multiple dinim and needs to bring examples to each, which one is it going to bring examples to first? The latest one. Says the Gemara, that's not true. You gave us a nice amount of Mishnayot, but I'll find you some more that are not that way. Yeah, says the Gemara, V'kolecha depatach, la mefaresh beresha. Never does the Mishnah start with examples from the first thing in the Mishnah. Watch this. V'atinan, there's a Mishnah in Batra. It says as follows. Yesh nochalin umanchilin. There are some combinations of relatives that inherit and bequeath. Give me an example of a relationship that inherits and bequeaths. Father and son, right? Father and son can inherit each other. Father and son can bequeath to one another. Nochalin velo manchilin. There's, huh? Bequeath is to be manchil, to give. Yeah? Nochel is to take. Manchil is to leave over. Now he says, nochalin velo manchilin. There are some combinations of relatives that inherit but do not bequeath. What's that? Give me an example of that relationship. Nope. Father and, no, mother and son. Mother and son, what's the halacha? The son does what? Inherits. But if the son dies, what? Mother doesn't get it. Goes to his paternal relatives. So that's an example. And then what does it say? Ve'elu nochalinu manchilin. And then it starts with examples of what? First one. Uh-oh. That's not supposed to be that way. Another example. From Yevamot Rabotai, remember? Yesh mutarot leva'alehin ve'asurot li'vimehin. There are some women who are mutar to their husbands, but not to their Yavam. For instance, what? Almana that was married to a Kohen Ediot, and her husband died, and now she falls to his brother Kohen Gadol. She was mutar to her husband, but asur to her Yavam. Mutarot li'vimehin ve'asurot leva'alehin. Mutar to her Yavam, but asur to her husband. For instance, if a Kohen Gadol did kiddushin to an almana, what's her status to him? Asura. But if he dies and she falls to her husband, to his brother, that's Kohen Ediot, what's the halacha? Mutar bi'ibum. And then what? Which examples does the Mishnah start off with? Ve'elu mutarot leva'alehin v'asurot levimehin. Which means what? It starts off with which example?
First
one. Here's another. Yesh te'unot shemen ulvona. Shemin velo levona. There are some minachot that need oil and levona and frankincense. Some that need shemin and not levona. We're going to see in the run what it's talking about. Ve'elu te'onot shemin ulvona. Once again, it starts with examples of the first one. Another example, also in minachot. Yesh te'onot hagasha ven te'onot tenufa. Some minachot require being brought to the corner of the mizbeach, but do not require waving. Tenufa velo agasha. Others need waving, but not being touched on the corner of the mizbeach. Ve'elu te'onot hagasha. And what does it start? What does it start with? First, another example. You see what's the Gemara doing? Pounding. Yeah, this is rapid fire. Huh? Yeah. Now he says, hagasha is when you take the mincha and you're magish lekeren zavit shel mizbeach. Huh? It's mixed up and then you touch it to the corner of the mizbeach. Now, another one. Oil and flour. Mincha. Huh? Yeah. Now he says, another one in Bechorot. Yesh Bechor le'nachala ve'en Bechor le'kohen. There are Bechorot for Nachala, for Pishnaim, but not for Pidyon HaBen. Bechor le'kohen ve'en Bechor le'nachala. There are some Bechorot for Pidyon HaBen, but not for Nachala. Now he says, "Ve'ezu bechol le'nachala." And what does it start with? Once again, the first one, "Ve'en bechol le'kohen." So, what do we see from here? What's the objective of the Gemara right now? What was the question, answer, and rebuttal? Talk to me.
What do you order? The order, the last, and then it says the order.
Right. Again, we answered, the Gemara had. Well, let's start. The Gemara had two questions on the Mishnah. We answered one. We're left with another. Answered that one. Rebuffed that one. Go for it. Two questions on the Mishnah.
Mishnah did not mention anything about Yadot.
Good.
But also started with examples of Yadot instead of certain examples of.
So the first question the Gemara answers easily. The Mishnah didn't mention Yadot? Yes, it did. Why?
Amended.
Chasurim Echasra. Second question though, why are we starting with examples of Yadot and not Kinuyim? Says the Gemara, a rule that what? That we always bring examples for the last din, says the Gemara, and the Gemara supports that with Mishnayot. Says the Gemara, that's not an ironclad rule because here are a bunch of exceptions. Says the Gemara, what's the Gemara going to answer here? Listen carefully. Halen mishum de'av shule mefarish ha'u de'patach beresha. He says over there, there's a machloket how exactly to understand this. I'm going to tell you the perush of the Rosh over there. There are multiple combinations. Since there's multiple combinations, if we would start with by giving examples to the last halacha we spoke of, then what? Then we would, maybe the Tana might forget to go back to give examples for the first. So when there's many different, when there's a lot of halachot, what does the Mishnah do? Reverts back to the first one to start with examples. But he says, but when there's not so many halachot, like over here, right? Nidarim, kindarim, there's not so many. What do we start with? The last one. Says the Gemara, really? Is that the rule too? Veha, here's another question. Bame behema yotza, uvama ena yotza, dela avsha, vekatane, yotze gamal. There's another Mishnah in Shabbat. The Mishnah says, what can behemoth go out with? What can they not go out with? Two sets of halachot, and then it says, yotze gamal, meaning what it went back to? The first one, even though there's not so many dinim. So that answer, says the Gemara, is off. Tomorrow's daf is going to explain why Be'emet some Mishnayot start with examples from the end, why some Mishnayot start with examples from the beginning. That's tomorrow's daf. Let's stop and see the run. I'm used to saying on the tip of my tongue, I have Rashi and Taisus, but you're going to have to get off of that. I actually saw a few Mefarshim, the Shita Mekubetzet, in the beginning of Masech Nedarim says, Bevadai u'bevadai, this Perush is not Rashi. That's for sure. That's out of the question. And that they knew because of the style. The style isn't Rashi. So the question is, okay, if it's not Rashi,
why is it labeled?
Well, why is it labeled? That's another story. But who is it? Yeah. So some Mefarshim I saw, one Mefarish says it's Rashi's son-in-law, Rabbi Yehuda. Some say, I don't remember where I saw it, but I saw one Perush said it's Rashi's daughter.
Daughter?
Yeah.
Did he start at all?
No, he didn't write it all. He didn't write it. Rashi HaKadosh wrote Pirushim on several Masachtot concurrently. That's what's the proof to that? Rashi dies in several Masachtot. How did he pull that off? Apparently what? He was writing on multiple things at the same time. Rashi HaKadosh. So what do you see? So it could be that he never got the Nedarim in the order that he was... He didn't go by the order of Shas. Because he passed away in the middle of Psachim. Passed away in the middle of Makot. He passed away in the middle of Baba Batra. So that means...
On that level.
He was all over the place. Yeah? Yeah, I don't know if he did this. It's brought down there. Chaim Eizer Grudzinski, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, the Gdol Ador of Bedin of Vilna, he was ambidextrous. He was able to write with both hands. It was said that he was able to write two different tshuvot ba'alacha. He was able to write two different tshuvot on two different topics at the same time while talking to somebody. No. Rav Chaim Eizer Grudzinski.
Wow. Rashi's daughter's
huh?
coming?
Yeah. Huh? He lived in the times of the Chafetz Chaim. Early 1900. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Well, when you become proficient in Shas, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Alev Shalom, he used to learn like this. I don't know if you ever saw pictures. He used to have like a paper. He used to block off the daf like this. Like this, and he used to go straight across. Rashi Tosfot, Rashi Tosfot, Rashi Gemara Tosfot, Rashi Gemara. Meaning what? Even though, if you go straight across, Rashi and the Gemara and Tosfot might not even be talking, but that's how Rav Chaim learned. He was so proficient in the Shas, he could just learn like that. Anyway, Alev Shalom, Halevai Aleinu. Now, Rabotai, Maran Zichrono Livracha, Baal HaYortzai, tonight's the Yortzai of Maran Zichrono Livracha, Zichrono Livracha, Magid V'Tzina Aleinu. He used to be, I remember this happened, several times. He used to ask his grandson, or his chavrutot, he used to say, in the middle of learning, he would say, I want you to bring me Sefer Kach V'Kach. He says, I want you to bring the and his, there were tens of thousands of Sfarim in the house. He says, go to this and this library, this and this book. And this. Okay, he says, I want you to take it out and start reading. He said, because he wanted to quote it. So he started reading. Whoever was started reading, and he's listening. He says, stop. You skipped the line. He says, go back. That's what happens. Sometimes he used to, by the way, he used to hide his money. He had money in the bank too, but he used to hide his money in Sfarim. He used to have money in Sfarim. So when his grandchildren needed money, I don't know about Shabbat, whatever, but he had his certain Sfarim. So he says, sometimes when his grandchildren needed money, he says, go to the Sifriya, he says, take out Shelot Tshuvot HaRashba, Siman Zeh V'Zeh, and take 50 Shekin. That's what he used to do. That's how he remembered his money based on the tshuva, based on the...
Nobody's good.
Shalom. Huh? Yeah. He doesn't care what if somebody steals it. Who's going to read this funny? Now, let's see the Ran. Yeah, Rabotai. Says the Ran, Patach bekinuim vechule vetu yadot nirali dachi perusha. What does this mean, says the Ran? Vadai tana bekinuim patach. Really, the Tana started with kinuim. Deafilu yamar dematnitin mechasra. He says, even if the Mishnah is missing, la mechasra resha, she'en adam mechaser berosh dvarav, ela beemtza'an. How do you leave out something integral from the first line of the Mishnah? You only leave out something in the middle of the conversation, not in the beginning of the conversation. Yeah, imagine you're talking to your friend and you want to tell him about something that happened. So he said, I went to the, and then I picked up, and then I, you know, we went, you went to the, what? And you picked up, what? You're right in the beginning of the conversation. What are you saying? He says, "V'kivan de'al korchich bechinuim patach." Since for sure the Tanav, the Mishnah started with kinuim. Afilu tana nam yadot avale lefarusha. It should have said, "Haud patach beberesha." It should have started explaining kinuim. V'tu yadot anshinu. Did the Mishnah forget that the Tanav, the Mishnah forget yadot shechachan sharei lo yiskinan techila kedei shefareshotan. You're giving examples to a halacha that you didn't even mention. Umtaret kushia batraita, it starts off by answering the second kushia v'kamar aire behon. It's giving examples for the last thing that it spoke about. Klomar chasure mechasra. Yes, the Mishnah is lacking. Velifrosh kinuim beresha. Why don't we start giving examples about kinuim in the beginning? Klomar af al gav de tiratzta kushia batraita. Even though you answered the last question, miukamaita akate kushia, you still have a question of the first. Question that he asked. Umtertzenan. We answered the urche de tana lefarushe beresha haide salik mina keditana b'mevad likin. Which means the way of the tana is not only examples, but to explain the last halacha that he mentioned, which is how do Mishnayot start? It gives you a bunch of bullet points, and then when it wants to speak about the bullet points in depth or give examples, it starts off with the last thing. That's what he says is the derech. We're good upstairs? Filling up? Yeah. Are the people there?
Yeah.
Okay, so we gotta go up some. Make sure there's seats. I don't know. It's yeah. It's you know the cobbler that walks around barefoot. Yeah. And he says. וכל אחד הפתח בעל המפרש בה ברשע, וכסל כדעתך דכי מתרצינן ודסליק מיני. הווה מפרש ברשע, בדווקא כאמרין, דילק הקפדה במילתא. If we don't care about, הווה ללתנה למתנינו לכולו באחד הגוונה, it should have said all of it in one way, ומשום מה חימקשה, that's why the Gemara is asking. והתנן, יש נוחלין ומנחילין, היינו האב את הבנים, that's father and son. נוחלין ולא מנחילין, היינו האיש את אמו, that's mother and son, mutarot lebaalein vasrod levimehen, mefarish beperek yesh mutarot, kohen idiot shenasa et almana, veyesh lo ach kohen gadol, she's mutar to her husband, but asur to her yavam. Mutarot levimehen vasrod lebaalein, kohen gadol shekidesh et almana, veyesh lo ach kohen idiot, asur to her husband, but mutar to the yavam. Teunot shemen ulvona, mefarish beperek kol menachot, minchat asolet vehamachavat vehamanchesht. Those are three types of menachot that require shemen and levona. Shemen velo levona, what kind of mincha is that? Minchat nesachim, that's menachot that come with korbanot. Te'onot hagasha, what's that? Sheyagish ha-kohen et ha-mincha bekeren dromit ma'aravit, for the kohen to touch the mincha on the southwest corner of the mizbeach tichtiv, zot torat ha-mincha akrevotah ben Aharon lifnei Adonai, umfarshenem perek ha-yamevi, dehainu keren dromit ma'aravit, that is the southwest corner. Tenufa, that's waving, kohen meniach yado tachat yad ha-ba'anim umenif. The kohen puts his hands under the hands of the owner of the mincha, and he waves it together. תאונה הגשה ואינה תאונה תנופה, היינו מנחת חוטה, that is מנחת חוטה for a person who sins. Second, yeah, weiter. תאונה תנופה ואינה תאונה הגשה, what's that? היינו לוג שמן של מצורה, that is the meal offering of the מצורה, לוג שמן והשמו והביקורים, those require תנופה and not הגשה. So what's פשט? You're telling me that it always, when there's a lot, only when there's a lot, it starts with the first. הנה, במה בהמה, the Gemara's last question is that there's only a few halachot, and what does it start off by giving examples of? The first, so that doesn't make sense. בזאת השם, the Gemara will pick it up tomorrow. עד כאן רבותיי. ברוך אדוני לעולם אמן ואמן. The Siyum right now is upstairs. Siyum program, dancing, food, בזאת השם.